Earth's journey complete. Sacrifice marks the day. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Festival of Sacrifice, the beautiful month of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram. Inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss interesting facts about the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. That Kaaba, to see that Holy Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all be yearning throughout our lives. And some of their heartfelt wishes have come to fruition when they have laid their eyes on the Mubarak Holy Kaaba, the house of Allah azza wa jal. And then furthermore, they are again blessed by the Hadri in the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah. Before we dive deep into today's topic and episode, let's first and foremost begin with the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, as we all know, that Kaaba is our Qibla, subhanallah. It is the Qibla chosen by Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember the time when Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was performing the Salah of Zuhr. And in the middle of Salah, Allah Azza wa Jal says to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the medium of Wahy, that we see your face turning in the direction of the sky. So we have changed the Qibla with which you are pleased, Ya Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. You and I keep wishing for things to happen. Nothing changes. But that is which is the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that becomes the command of Allah. Therefore, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmah so beautifully says,
Khuda ki raza chahte hai do alam, Khuda ki raza chahte hai do alam, Khuda chahta hai raza-e Muhammad, Zahe-e-izzat-o-e tila-e Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as this command was revealed and the Qibla was instantly changed, subhanallah, at the time of Zuhr, while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leading Sahaba ikram in Salah, and then the command came, and in the state of Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from the first Qibla, that was Baitul Maqdis, for approximately 17 to 18 months. The Qibla was Baitul Maqdis, subhanallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished for the Holy Kaaba to become the Qibla. And Allah azza wa jal commanded the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to turn in the direction of Kaaba. And within the Salah, he turned towards the direction of Kaaba, subhanallah. The Qibla was changed, the direction of Salah was changed. And so too the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned their faces in their Salah while they were performing the Zuhr Salah. Allahu Akbar. Such spectacle. The arsh, the sky has never seen. Allahu Akbar. Changing of the Qibla while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying the Salah. And that was to fulfill the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jal showered his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's not all. For the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kaaba became the Qibla. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, and Kaaba is also a symbol of unity, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, unity of Islamic brotherhood. And at times, we as Muslims, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are referred to as Ahlul Qibla. Subhanallah, Ahlul Qibla, meaning we all face in the same direction of Qibla. No matter where you belong to, whether you are Persian, which corner of the world, whether you live in the eastern part of the world, western part of the world, northern, southern part of the world, you all face one direction, subhanallah, that is the direction of Qibla, which is the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah, there is a great history behind it, and inshallah we would turn to our esteemed guest for today, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah, and I would like to extend my gratitude towards him for partaking in today's episode and program, mashallah. Sayyidi, as we are discussing the sanctity of the Holy Kaaba, the house of Allah, interesting facts about the Holy Kaaba, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now I'm turning to you for more enlightenment in this regard.
Subhanallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we know, Mulansab, that the Holy Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Kaaba is our Qibla, the direction we face when we are performing Salah. And the Holy Kaaba, as we know famously, it was built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And it is mentioned in the narrations, authentic narrations, that on the day of Qiyamah, the day of Mahshar, 700,000 angels will be ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the Kaaba towards the plains of Mahshar. And each angel will have in their hands gold chains, and they will tie these gold chains to the Kaaba, and they will tell the Kaaba to proceed. The Kaaba will say, "No, I do not want to proceed." And then an angel will ask, "What desire do you have?" The Kaaba will say that, "I have this desire that I want to intercede for all those people that have visited me and that have made my ziyarah." Thereafter, the Kaaba will be granted the authority to intercede for all of those people. And then when the angels will say to proceed, now the Kaaba will proceed by saying, "Labbaik Allahumma labbaik," subhanallah. And no, Mulan Sahib, we see that whoever goes for Hajj or whoever goes for Umrah, everyone has to make the waf of the Kaaba. As mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tawaf is like salah. Just that when you're making tawaf, you are allowed to make conversation. But of course, this conversation must be good conversation. So subhanallah, everyone makes tawaf, but how did tawaf originate? How did it come to be? Subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he states in Tafsir al-Naimi that there was water everywhere before the creation of the earth. And 2,000 years before the construction of the Kaaba, white foam naturally appeared at the site of the Kaaba. White foam. Within a few days, it was made to spread, turning into earth. So this white foam, it spreaded and it turned into earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the news of the birth of Adam alayhi salam to the angels, they claimed that they were deserving of being the representative and asked the wisdom behind the creation of Adam alayhi salam. However, apologizing for it, they performed a tawaf of the great throne, the Arsh. They performed tawaf for 7 years with the intention of repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to make a mark on the earth at the place of that same very foam where my bondsman may please me by performing its tawaf after committing sins. Subhanallah. So we see all those who go and perform tawaf, they are being cleansed of their sins, subhanallah. And another interesting and fascinating fact is that we see the black covering around the Kaaba. And this black covering was actually initiated by King Tubba al-Awwal, al-Himyari. And we all know Hajri Aswad. Hajri Aswad, the black stone, when it was descended from the heavens, it was white in color, extremely white in color. And it said that when it came in, or when it came onto this earth, its light illuminated in all four directions. It illuminated all of its surroundings. And thereafter, what happened was, how did it turn black? It's mentioned in the accounts, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the summary of which is that the black stone was originally white and it turned black due to the sins of the people.
Allah, subhanallah. My another narration is with regards to the Hajri Aswad being black and not having that radiance and shine that once it had.
Right.
Was that it was, when it was revealed from the heaven, when it came down to Mount Abi Qubais, Jabal Abi Qubais, subhanallah. And when it came to Jabal Abi Qubais, it had its light, subhanallah, it had its shine. And there are two narrations. One is that it turned black due to the sins of people. And then there is another account that its radiance was concealed.
Allahu Akbar.
Its radiance was actually concealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it changed color. And it's no more glowing like it used to. Same is the case of Maqam Ibrahim.
Right.
The platform where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ruby, two rubies from paradise that came there. And until whichever point on earth this radiance and light of Hajar-e Aswad went, the miqat boundaries are around those areas, subhanallah. So you see how Allah Azza wa Jal's divine plan, His divine ordinance, subhanallah, that it happened as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed. And this is the house of Allah.
Allah,
subhanallah. The first house ever to be created, to be built, only for one purpose, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And that house is the Holy Kaaba. And it is a place of guidance, subhanallah. The Holy Kaaba is regarded as guidance for mankind. And how the Kaaba is going to guide, subhanallah, this is the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may not have the ability to understand, but Kaaba also, you mentioned that Kaaba spoke. Oh, it will speak rather in the narration that you mentioned, that Kaaba will speak. And how come the Kaaba that is built with stones, it can speak, it can communicate, subhanallah. The Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, undoubtedly Kaaba has one tongue and two lips.
Subhanallah.
And it humbly complained in the court of Allah azza wa jal, O Lord Almighty, the number of those frequently coming to me and looking at me has decreased. Upon this, Allah Almighty sent a revelation that I am about to create a human who will observe humility and submissiveness and perform prostrations. He will be as fond of you as a female pigeon is fond of its eggs.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So, how will Kaaba Sharif communicate on the day of judgment when it will be taken by the angels? To communicate with the same lips Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, with the same tongue that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in his beautiful hadith.
And also Munasa, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she mentions that she saw three flags. One flag was planted in the east, one in the west, And the third flag was planted on the roof of the Holy Kaaba. And she states, after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, subhanallah. So this was also one of the signs of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that three flags, one in the east, one in the west, and one on top of the Holy Kaaba, to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been born. And also, there is a narration mentioned by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he mentions that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the Holy Kaaba, when inside the Holy Kaaba, he went in all its directions and made dua there, but did not offer salah there. Thereafter, when he came out of the Holy Kaaba, he prayed two rak'at of salah. And he said that this is the Qibla.
Subhanallah.
And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, commenting on this hadith, he has mentioned that the Holy Kaaba has been declared the Qibla for all Muslims until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And this declaration will never be cancelled. He goes further on to say that it gives a subtle indication that every part of the Kaaba is Qibla. Every part of the Kaaba is Qibla. It's not necessary for the entire Kaaba to be in front of the person when offering salah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And one may wonder that if one enters inside the Holy Kaaba to perform salah, which direction should the person face? Subhanallah. It's mentioned that if a person wants to perform salah inside the Kaaba and he is thinking which direction should he face, it's mentioned that he can face any direction he wants to face. As long as he is performing salah inside the Kaaba, he can face any direction. But it is prohibited to perform salah on the roof of the Kaaba.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. And Sayyidi, we recall there was a time in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was persecuted for having faith in Allah azza wa jalla, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was ill-treated by his master and was disgraced in the streets of Makkah Mukarrama, it was the same Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu whose true status was shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proved a point.
Allah, that, Allah.
Oh, the disbelievers of Makkah, those who did not believe in the kalima of Islam, used to disregard Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You thought he was a slave, but look at his station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the conquest of Makkah, Sayyidina Bilal was sent to climb the roof of the Holy Kaaba and give azan. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And you mentioned that the Holy Kaaba, at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was flags hoisted by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and one flag was hoisted on the roof of the Holy Kaaba. Subhanallah, that was the celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Various other incidents that occurred, but as far as the Holy Kaaba is concerned, it was slightly bending in the direction of the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is also mentioned that all the idols that were there around the Holy Kaaba, they all fell on their faces. Subhanallah. Therefore, Allama Jamil Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi beautifully says that but shikan aya ye keh kar sar ke bal but gir pade, but shikan aya ye keh kar sar ke bal but gir pade, jhum kar kehta tha Kaaba as-salatu was-salam. Subhanallah. That's how the Holy Kaaba celebrated the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, as we have come so far, Sayyidi, into our beautiful discussion of today, let's inshallah azza wa jal not forget that after the ziyarat of the Kaaba Sharif and the Makkah Mukarrama, the ziyarat of Madina Munawwara is still there, subhanallah. We are discussing the divine majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved creation, that is the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. the symbol of Allah's worship on the planet Earth. Alhamdulillah, let's not forget the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a beautiful kalam. It starts with the wording, Sarkar Tawajjuh Farmaye. Inshallah, let's go and listen to this beautiful kalam and rejoice in the naat of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
حاضر ہے دار دولت پہ گدا سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا محتاج سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار نگاہِ لطف کے امیدوار ہم بھی ہیں لیے ہوئے تو دلِ بے قرار ہم بھی ہیں ہمارے دستِ تمنا ہم بھی ہیں محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے
میں کب آنے رحمت نے یہاں تک پہنچایا میں کب آنے کے قابل تھا رحمت نے یہاں تک پہنچایا سرکار پہ تن من جان فدا سرکار پہ تن من جان فدا سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے شکریہ آپ کا سلطان مدینے والے مجھ سا آسی بھی ہے مہمان مدینے والے مجھ کمینے کو مدینے میں بلایا تم نے ہے یہ احسان پہ احسان مدینے والے
زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان مدینے والے، میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں، رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا، سلطان مدینے والے، میں کر کے ستم اپنی جا پر، قرآن سے جاؤں کا پڑھ کر شرمندہ سا آیا ہوں، بہت شرمندہ سا، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے،
سرکار توجہ
مجرم بلائے آئے ہیں، جاؤں کاہے گواہ، پھر رد ہو کب یہ شان کریموں کے در کی ہے، تجھ سے چھپاؤں منہ تو کروں کس کے سامنے، کیا اور بھی کسی سے توقع نظر کی گئے، جاؤں کہاں پکاروں کسے، کس کا منہ تکوں، کیا پرسش اور جا بھی سگے بے ہنر کی ہے، اف بے حیائیاں کہ یہ مور تیرے حضور، ہاتھوں کریم گئے تیری کھو در گزر کی ہے،
محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا، محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے،
اک میں ہی نہیں پوری امت، ساری دنیا ساری خلقت، ایک میری نہیں پوری امت، ساری دنیا ساری خلقت، تکتی ہے راستہ رحمت کا، تکتی ہے راستہ رحمت کا، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، البحر علا والموج طغا، من بے کس طوفا ہوش ربا، مجھ دھار میں ہوں بگڑی ہے ہوا، موری نیا پار لگا جانا، سینکڑوں کے دل منور کر دیے، اس طرف بھی آنکھ اٹھا کر دیکھ لو، پیش کرنے کے لیے
کچھ نہیں بدکار کے پاس، ڈھیروں سیاہ ہے گناہگاروں کے سردار کے پاس۔ میں گناہگار گناہوں کے سوا کیا لاتا، نیکیاں ہوتی ہیں سرکار نیکوکار کے پاس۔ اتنا کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا، اتنا تو کرم کرنا اے چشم کریمانا، جب جان لبوں پر ہو تم سامنے آ جانا۔
محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا، محتاج نظر حال میرا، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے،
سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے۔
حاضر ہے در دولت پہ گدا سرکار، توجہ فرمائے سرکار، توجہ فرمائے۔
محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا، محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا، سرکار توجہ فرمائے، سرکار توجہ فرمائے۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز، اینڈ الحمد للہ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی انٹرسٹنگ فیکٹس اباؤٹ دی ہولی کعبہ ان دا کمپنی آف اور گیسٹ، اسٹیمڈ گیسٹ مولانا سید محمد مدنی حفظہ اللہ۔ سیدی، الحمد للہ، ایز وی ہیو ایکسٹول دا ورچوز آف کعبہ شریف سبحان اللہ، وی ہیو مینشنڈ اٹ بینگ قبلہ اینڈ سم لاز ود ریگارڈس ٹو دا قبلہ ڈائریکشن، اینڈ اف ون وشز ٹو فائنڈ آؤٹ مور دین دا بک لاز آف صلاح از دے سبحان اللہ ٹو گائڈ اس، اینڈ ماشاء اللہ دی پینل آف مفتی ان اکرام دارالفتا اہل سنت از دے اف ون نیڈس فردر گائیڈنس ان شاء اللہ عز و جل، بٹ وی شوڈ نو دا بیسک رولنگز ریگارڈنگ صلاح، اٹس پری ریکوزٹس، دی ارکان آف صلاح، دی فرائد آف صلاح، دا واجبات، دا سنن آف صلاح، وداؤٹ وچ ہاؤ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو کریکٹ آور صلاح؟ سم پیپل دے ریڈ دے صلاح اینی ہاؤ اینڈ دین دے سے دیٹ او بٹ آئی ڈونٹ نو ویدر مائی صلاح از بینگ ایکسیپٹڈ، اینڈ صلاح از سپوز ٹو ریکٹیفائی اے پرسن ایز اللہ عز و جل ہیز پرامسڈ ان دا گلوریس قرآن دیٹ صلاح پریوینٹس اس فرام انڈیسنٹ تھنگز، رائٹ؟ بٹ اف ون اسٹل ریڈ صلاح اینڈ ناٹ یٹ اورٹڈ فرام دا انڈیسنٹ تھنگز، دین اٹ از ناٹ دا فالٹ آف صلاح معاذ اللہ، بٹ دا فالٹ لائز ود دا پرسن اٹ سیلف۔ اف یو آر ریڈنگ یور صلاح، پریئنگ یور صلاح ولی نیلی، ہاف یور intention is not there, your mind is not there, it's roaming in the markets, and you are standing hand folded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your physical self is there but your mind is roaming elsewhere, so how can we expect that salah to have that impact if that khushu and khudu is not there? Then if one corrects his salah, this is very profound, he says that if one corrects his salah will correct him. Subhanallah. So yes, we need to read salah correctly and then strive hard. One day, inshallah, we will see its effect, its ruhani and the spiritual effects, inshallah, azza wa jal. I mean, mubarak to those who are there in the haram sharif and seeing the qibla with their own eyes. Subhanallah, when they are in salah, they know the Qibla is right in front of them. Allahu Akbar. As us who have to follow the compass. And mashallah, that too is a great help. Otherwise, how would we know that which direction to face? Allahu Akbar. With technology, Dawat-e-Islam is embracing the latest technology, subhanallah. On the App Store, you find the Salah app. And in this app, you get notification from time to time about different salahs, subhanallah, 5 times daily salah, even in accordance to Hanafi and Shafi'i time, both different, subhanallah. And there's a notification, you can turn it on and then you are notified. You can either turn your location on and it will auto-detect your location, or you can manually put your location, your city, inshallah, azza wa jal, it will give you the correct salah time according to your demographic. And now when it comes to finding the Qibla, that too, there is a built-in Qibla compass. Subhanallah, Qibla Numa we call it. And mashallah, that also, you put it on the flat surface and leave it still, and then truly it will inshallah direct you in the correct Qibla direction. So yes, these precautions can be taken, and there is Islamic calendar as well. Mashallah, this is subhanallah, such a great blessing. And from time to time, you get notifications of the latest books of Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah. On certain days, big nights, you get notifications to download certain books that are relevant to that particular event, subhanallah. So you can increase your Islamic knowledge that way as well. Subhanallah, it's Madina. If you don't have that app, you are losing out. Subhanallah, if you have a smartphone, whether it's Android, iOS, inshallah, you can download it on your phone and use this technology to your advantage. Don't let it be your detriment. Allahu Akbar. It is a tool, and it is good for what we use it for. So let's take it, inshallah, azza wa jal. And this beautiful app can help you find the Qibla direction. Maybe you are lost, you are traveling on the road. There's nobody who you could ask. And in that case, this can help you greatly, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sayyidi, mashallah, we are extolling the virtues of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Holy Kaaba. And you are mentioning beautiful facts.
Yes, subhanallah, Masab, there are so many amazing facts about the Holy Kaaba. You know, together with the Holy Kaaba being our Qibla, it is mentioned that just looking at the Holy Kaaba is worship. Only by looking at the Holy Kaaba is worship. Looking towards the Holy Quran is worship. Looking towards the face of a Muslim scholar, a pious scholar, that is also worship, subhanallah. So for all those who are, you know, fortunate to go and embark on this blessed journey of Hajj, or if one is going for Umrah, and when they are looking towards the Holy Kaaba, they are not just looking at the Holy Kaaba, rather their looking is actually a worship, subhanallah. And one of the many excellences of the Holy Kaaba is that those birds that are sick, they actually get cured from the breeze of the Holy Kaaba. Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he mentions that the birds neither sit on the Holy Kaaba nor do they fly over it. Rather, they move slightly away from it while they are flying. Subhanallah. The birds that fall ill, they treat themselves over here by flying through the breeze near the Holy Kaaba, which cures them. And also it is mentioned that wild animals, they do not hunt each other whilst they are in the haram. Even dogs do not run after deers in the sacred place, nor do they hunt other animals here. And he goes on further to say that people have great attachment to the Holy Kaaba in their hearts, and beholding it makes a person shed tears. Allahu Akbar.
So even the animals, they have learned the etiquettes of Haram Sharif.
Even yes, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, the birds, they get cured just by flying slightly away from the Kaaba, and the breeze that's coming, that's a shifa and a cure for them, subhanallah. And also it's mentioned that the souls of the awliya Allah, the souls of the saints, they gather around the Kaaba every Friday night. That is the night between Thursday and Friday. Whoever intends to disrespect it is ruined. Allahu Akbar. And we have seen in Islamic history, we have seen in the past those who have made an attempt to destroy the Holy Kaaba, they themselves have been destroyed. Like the people of Abraha and his army. We all know that story wherein he wanted to destroy the Kaaba, and his army came on elephants. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent birds that had small pebbles in their mouth, and they threw it at the army of Abraha and to Abraha himself. And this stone, it is mentioned that it pierced their bodies and also pierced the bellies of these elephants, and they were destroyed. So the Kaaba is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Fanus banke jiski hifazat hawa kare, wo shama kya bujhe jise roshan khuda kare. Subhanallah. And this is the house of Allah protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learned in the accounts of Abraha, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the custodian of the Holy Kaaba. When Abraha came to destroy the Holy Kaaba, ma'adullah, with this ill intention, he had captured all the cattle. So Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to retrieve his cattle. So Abraha, he actually remarked that I am here to destroy the Holy Kaaba, house of Allah, and you are worried about your cattle. So after this, after making this remark, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I am here to demand what belongs to me. So the cattle, they belong to me, you give it to me. And the house belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll protect it.
Allahu Akbar.
Look at the profound faith of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the owner of Kaaba. Subhanallah. And now, you've mentioned, Sayyidi, that the souls of Awliya Allah, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he has written a book about, you know, the resting places of the soul, or when the souls return to their homes. And the title of the book is Ityanul Arwah Li Diyarihim Ba'd Arwah. So in that he says that the souls of the pious Muslims, they stay, one of those places where they stay, by the well of Zamzam, subhanallah. So that is also in the vicinity and the neighborhood of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Maqam Ibrahim is there. Allah Azza wa Jal makes specific mention of this place because it is connected to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his close friend Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is salah more virtuous there? Because it has attachment to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. That shows that we should have reverence and attachment with those things that have a connection with the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we have attachment to the tabarukat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tabarukat and the relics of other prophets and the relics of the awliya-i kiram, those who are the beloved servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And also, Mullah Sahib, there's one interesting incident that had happened wherein Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was flying over the Kaaba with his army. And when he flew over the Kaaba with his army, the Kaaba started to cry. And the Kaaba made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it said that, O Allah, a prophet among your prophets and an army among your armies passed by me, but neither did they descend upon me, nor did they offer salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, don't worry, do not cry, because I will declare Hajj obligatory upon my bondsmen, who will flock to you as birds flock towards their nests. They will run to you crying as a she-camel runs towards its children eagerly. In you, meaning in your city, Makkah al-Mukarramah, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be born, who is dearest to me amongst all the Prophets alayhi musallatu wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this, you know, we see the greatness of the Holy Kaaba, the excellence of the Holy Kaaba. And as we know that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had Baitul Maqaddas built by the jinns, whereas the founder of the Holy Kaaba is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah. So, you know, we come to realize the excellence and the greatness of the Holy Kaaba. And there is a hadith in which it is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he says that do not tie saddles in any direction, meaning don't travel anywhere except three masajid. And those three masajid are, number one, Masjid al-Haram, number two, Masjid al-Nabawi, and number three, Masjid al-Aqsa. Subhanallah. Now, many people may get confused by this, that, you know, we cannot go to any other masjid, now, except these three. But subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he comments on this hadith and he says that traveling to any other masjid except these three masjids, assuming that greater reward for salah will be granted there, is forbidden. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is what is meant. It does not mean that now if you go to any other masjid that you'll be getting the same reward as going to Masjid al-Haram or Masjid al-Nabawi or Masjid al-Aqsa. No, that's not the case. Also, on the other hand, some people may think that, you know, we cannot go to any other masjid besides these three. Subhanallah. So if this, so the crux of the matter is that if this is the meaning of the hadith, as what we've been mentioning, you know, that not going to any other masjid except for these three masajid, then journeying for trading or, you know, receiving treatment, meeting friends, etc., would all be considered haram. So alhamdulillah, we have gained the true understanding of the hadith, inshallah, that, but it does not mean, once again, by going to any other masjid you will be getting the reward of Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, or Masjid al-Aqsa. Or on the other hand, as we've mentioned, by not going to any other masjid besides these three, no, this is not the meaning of this hadith sharif.
Subhanallah. So yes, the ulama, the great ulama of Islam, they have given us the true understanding. Subhanallah, because they understood the meanings of a hadith in the true and proper manner, in the proper context in which it was said by the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should always refer back to the pious predecessors, the way they understood the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can say in this time that they understand hadith better than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his time, because he is, alhamdulillah, the Imam of millions of Muslims, Allahu Akbar. He was closer to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we are muqallids, alhamdulillah, and we should follow our pious predecessors. If we need to read Bukhari, we shouldn't be reading Bukhari and interpreting ourselves. We shouldn't be reading Quran and interpreting the Quran ourselves. Why? Because we're not equipped with that knowledge that is required. So, inshallah, in that light, we seek the assistance of the great ulama, subhanallah. Your Dawat Islam is there to guide you through the way. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, associate yourself with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be on your way closer in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj journey complete, sacrifice marks the day, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way, Eid al-Adha spread, lights the believer's way.